This is Dr. Summit Orientating Clinical for Mr. Robert Stroud, Stroud, Robert. Today's date is 1/17/2013. Patient is a 70-year-old Caucasian male. Comes to the clinic with number one, low heart rate. Number two, patient has lost 20 pounds. Number three, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease without heart failure. Number four, hyperlipidemia. Number five, BPH. Number six, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number seven, obesity. Number eight, gout. Number nine, coronary disease. Status post stents times four. Status post CABG. Number 10, diverticulosis. Number 12, left atrial enlargement, left ventricle hypertrophy, diastolic dysfunction, mitral regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, pulmonary insufficiency. Number 13, low back pain. Number 14, right hip pain. Number 15, right lower extremity edema. Number 16, venous insufficiency. Number 7, varicose veins. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. Patient had renal insufficiency. We'll do a renal ultrasound. We'll do a Chem-12 and a CBC. Patient is congratulated for losing 20 pounds. He's continuing following a low-salt, low-cholesterol diet. He's to increase his exercise as best as possible. Patient does have some renal insufficiency. Varicose veins. He's to elevate his leg. He's to follow a low-salt, low-cholesterol diet. Patient's low back pain is much better. His right hip pain is better. He's ambulating better since he's lost so much weight. He denies any chest pain, denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency, urgency, dysuria, melanoma, akathisia, diet, constipation, no sore throat, area cranial nose, no focal motor sensory deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions. In light of patient's low blood pressure, I'm going to continue his Avapro, continue his Coreg, I'm going to stop his nifedipine. We're going to have the patient come back in 2 weeks for follow-up. We're going to go over the labs with him and make further recommendations after reviewing the lab. Patient does have osteoporosis. We'll recommend Forteo for him and calcium and vitamin D. Patient's continued Lipitor. He's tolerating the Lipitor well. No muscle aches or pains or thralgias. His gastroesophageal reflux is stable on the Prevacid. Denies any indigestion, sour stomach, belching, burping gas. His BPH is stable on the Terazosin and Flomax, period. He's continued his Folamin for his B12 deficiency, period. Patient's gout is stable, no recent attacks. He's to continue his high-fiber diet for his diverticulosis. He's to avoid nuts and seeds. This is Dr. Simon Roy, the Complicated Clinic. Note from Mr. Robert Stroud, last name spelled Stroud, Stroud, first name spelled R-O-B-E-R-T, end of dictation.